And that meant an awful lot to me. Finally, somebody understood the way that I felt. So I love a home group, and when I'm gone like this, they are aware of it. They know where I am. They don't know always what I'm doing, but they know where I am, and I think that's why I've had literature at my home group for the last at least 18 years, because they say it's a penance for being gone. I also have two sponsors. It takes two. And they're not the same sponsors that I've had all along. My first sponsor, and thank God she was there for me, thank God she came in and answered that call. My first sponsor picked up a drink when I was 4 years sober, and she committed suicide when I was 6 years sober. And I pray for her every night, because she showed me the way. It's one of those things where she couldn't help herself, but she helped other people. And I pray for her all the time. And the message she left me with is this, that it is imperative to practice the principles of Alcoholics Anonymous in all your affairs. Because if you don't, you're going to go down. And that just seems to be the deal. So I immediately got another sponsor, because I was taught right from the get-go that you shouldn't be without a sponsor. Had that one until she passed away. Immediately got another one, and had that sponsor until her life got very, very hectic. And we weren't able to connect enough, and so I got these two. And I am responsible to see them at least twice a week in person. I am responsible for calling them. I am responsible for keeping in touch with them, and it's been quite a relationship. This journey has really been something else, and you told me it would be. And you said, you know what it's like? It's kind of like when you sit in a choo-choo train and you're going someplace and you look out the window, and sometimes you see stuff that makes you feel all good on the inside. And if you keep looking out the window, then sometimes you see stuff that doesn't make you feel real good on the inside. And you know, icky stuff. But if you continue on the journey and you continue looking out that window, pretty soon you're going to come back into the stuff that makes you feel good on the inside again. And you told me that's what this deal is all about. It's learning how to meet life on life's terms. And if I stayed in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, and nobody ever told me to keep coming back, I don't think you wanted to give me the edge. You said, you stay in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. Why, the day will come when everything is dark and icky out there, but you will see a ray of sunshine coming through the clouds. And by George, you were right. And you just told me there were things I had to do in order to get to that place. And I always said in the beginning, you know, I can't wait till I get there. And you would say to me, where's there? And I said, you know, there with them. And when you know it all, when you got it all, you know, everything there is to know about the 12 steps, you know, everything there is to know about everything else. And my sponsor looked at me and smiled and said, you're never going to get there. And that's why you stay in meeting rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous and continue to go through the steps. You know, continue. You're never done. And I said, the day I die, I'm going to be done. I'll know it all. And they looked at me and they said, listen, let us tell you something about the day you die. The day you die, you'll go to the big meeting in the sky, and when you walk through the gates, you're going in as a new person, and you have to start all over again. So that's it. So never could pull anything over on there. Anyway, says to tell a little bit about what it was like and then what happened and what it's like today in a general way. And I didn't pick up a drink till I was 26. I didn't want to be like her. And her was my mother. And I also didn't want to be like them. It was the rest of the family. Everybody, I came from a long, long line of alcoholics. And that's not why I'm standing here. I'm standing here because at a party,